Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday if you are watching me on my YouTube channel, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you are listening to me on my podcast or watching me on social media. My name is Madhavi. I am the owner and chief motivating officer of Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. And today I'm going to talk to you about excuses. Is there such thing as being an excuseaholic? An excuseaholic is someone that is addicted to making excuses. Are you one of those people? I can tell you something. I used to be that excuseaholic, and that's why I decided to share this episode with you today. The science of making excuses, this really comes down to that. When you really want to do something, you know, we're trying to find out where we can move past our comfort zone. You know, I've talked about moving past your edge, moving past your comfort zone, because if you do the same thing every day, you're going to have the same results, right? But we all know that we want to make a change, and we want to make a change, and we know that by making some changes in our lifestyle, it will be better for our health, our wellness, our well-being, our lifestyle, the way things come out for us, the end product, if you will. That's what I'm talking about. But if we do the same thing every day and then we complain, well, nothing new happens to me, I'm doing the same thing every day, then you can't expect something just to magically happen. We got to make that small change. But here's the thing. We always find an excuse of the why we can't go do the thing that we want to do. Even if it's a tiny change, we find the excuse, and that excuse actually falls back on your comfort zone. Are you comfortable where you are? So we always go back to where we feel comfortable because that's where we feel safe. Excuses are like our safety nets, if you will. Excuses of the why we can't go to the gym to exercise, why we can't go to that yoga class, or why we can't go outside for a walk. Now, these are just movement things that I'm talking about. In Living Healthy, Living Well, the program that I offer for my wellness clients, there's four pillars in my program. In this wellness program to change your lifestyle, and those four pillars are nutrition, movement, mindfulness, and sleep. These four things are really important. By making changes, tiny changes in each one of those pillars, tiny changes, nothing drastic, you actually will start to make a shift in your life. I am sharing this with you because it's true. True story. I've done it. I've lived it. I don't share anything with any of you all on my podcasts, my Follow Me Friday YouTube videos, on my blogs, in my yoga classes, in my strength and balance class, meditation class, my well-being coaching, when I'm coaching people one-on-one. I do not share anything unless I personally have tried it myself. What I'm doing here is I'm not offering you a fast fad thing that will one size fits all. No, what I'm sharing with you is for each and every one of us, our lifestyles are different. Our demands are different in life. So what works for me may not work for you, and what works for you may not work for me. Again, one size does not fit all because our lifestyles are different. And that's where the excuses come in, because we say, yes, I want to do this, but I have to go do this first. Yes, we're going to go to the gym together and work out, but I need to make sure my life is organized at work and at home. And that will happen at the end of the year. The question is, why are you waiting? Why not today? And in my past podcast episode, I talked about if not now, then when? So the same thing comes to making your lifestyle changes. We all have a big goal. We have a big picture of what we're looking at and what we would like to see ourselves do and be. I invite you to look at your future self and believe in your future self, that that is where you're going to be. That is who you're going to be. That's what you're going to be. That's what you're going to be doing, whatever it is. Create that picture, but that's your end goal. That's the fruition to the process. The process is the part where we come mindfulness. That's the other pillar, the mindfulness part. The process, being mindful in the moment, enjoying the journey on the way, not worrying about the final destination, not worrying about the final goal. There's so much more fun in the middle between the goal and the beginning. Okay, there's so much more fun. So here it is. You got to make that small change, guys. But what are your excuses? What are your excuses? I can give you some excuses. Some people say, I don't come to yoga class because I'm not flexible. That's the biggest excuse I get. Guess what, guys? You don't need to be flexible to come to yoga. You come to yoga to make small changes to become flexible, not only in your body, but in your mind and in your lifestyle. See, taking that first step by walking into a yoga class, being fearless, walking into the yoga class, stepping into fear, building courage is becoming fearless. Walking into that yoga class, not conquering all the poses, falling all over the place in balance. It doesn't matter. We all start somewhere. I did. I remember walking into my first yoga class, didn't know what I was getting myself into. Yes, I was scared. I was like, what have I gotten myself into? All these seasoned yogis were doing all these amazing poses. At the time, I didn't know that that didn't mean that they were better than me or anything. It doesn't mean that they're better than me. That means that they're more seasoned, they're experienced. They've stepped into their uncomfortable zone and they got to that place by being consistent. Again, that word comes up again, guys. My 2023 word, being consistent. So rather than creating an excuse of the why you can't go, why don't you reverse engineer that and ask yourself, what can I do to make myself go and do this? And it can be a tiny change. We'll come to nutrition now. A tiny change of adding a vegetable to your plate. For those of you who don't eat vegetables, add just a little bit of vegetable to your plate. Just start to try different vegetables. Believe it or not, I have clients that don't eat vegetables. Been working on it. They're trying. They're putting a little bit of vegetables onto their plate and slowly shifting their diet, slowly starting to notice how it feels, slowly starting to notice what kinds of vegetables they like and what they don't like. No excuse. Oh, I forgot to put vegetables in my cart. Well, what can you do to reverse engineer that forgetfulness? Create a list of what you're going to buy in the grocery store. And then until everything's crossed off, don't leave the grocery store. And I hope that amongst that list, there'll be vegetables. This is the kind of things we talk about. These are just simple things that I'm talking about. But when there's a big change that we want to make, it looks overwhelming. Like if you wanted to climb a huge mountain, you're not going to climb that mountain by taking one step, guys. It's going to take many steps, depending on how high the mountain or the hill is. We can't eat a whole plate of food with one bite. It takes many bites, right? Same thing. It takes practice and consistency. Small changes, one step at a time, one tiny bite at a time. And when you start to make those changes, you're going to start to get closer to the top of the mountain or get closer to eating the food on your plate, whatever it is. Another thing, connecting to the pillar of sleep. You know you want to go to bed early, but you just can't make yourself go to bed early because, oh, I got to check one more email. Oh, I got to watch one more Instagram reel. Oh, I need to read another page in my book. Oh, I need to watch one more Netflix show. All of those were excuses. They're excuses. Why can't you go to bed early? Do you have to go to bed at 8 o'clock if you're normally going to bed at 1 a.m. in the morning? No, you don't do that in one shot. You drop take your time back by 15 minutes at night, or maybe 15 minutes for a week. Instead of going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, go to bed at 12:45. I wouldn't go to bed that late. I'm just saying, but you have to reverse engineer it. Slowly take tiny steps, 15 minutes at a time for a week at a time, and slowly move backwards, and then get to the time that you would like to be in bed, lights out. So when you start to move your time back, what do you do with all the things that you need to get to before the end of the day? You start to figure out how to get to those things earlier in the day or earlier in the evening. Have no screen time after a certain time. Whatever will help you work it. So when you find an excuse, rather than saying, oh, I want to do this, but, I invite you to say, oh, I want to do this, and, oh, I want to go to bed early, and I will stop screen time after 7 p.m. so that my mind and my brain can wind down, the melatonin can kick in. So rather than saying, but, because that's your excuse, say, I'm going to do this, and by changing the vocabulary, changing the way you speak to yourself, you're going to start to notice that you can conquer these excuses. Excuses are your safety net, guys. Safety net, or maybe the things that are holding you back. It might even be fear. You might have this idea that you want to do something, but fear is holding you back. Step into fear. Step into fear. Just take one tiny step. And each time you take stepping into fear, you're going to build a little bit more confidence. You're going to build a little bit more courage. You're going to be more comfortable. The next time you move into that same thing, you're going to get even better, even better, even better. And before you know it, it's going to be a habit. It's going to be part of your lifestyle, whatever this lifestyle change that you make. Remember, everything you did yesterday, the day before, and the day before that got to where you are here today. And some of those things may have been fearful at some point for you. But we got comfortable because we kept showing up and trying. We kept showing up and trying. The first day of school, we had to keep going because the law to go to school. The first day of school, we kept showing up. We kept trying to make friends. And the next thing you know, week two, week three, we have a best friend. Same thing with me and my yoga class. My best friend is my yoga mat, guys. I love my yoga mat. What is that you really want to do? Step into fear. One tiny step at a time. Maybe even dip your toe into it. Try it. And if it's something that doesn't work for you, you have the right to change what you want to do and how you want to do it. It is your birthright to try new things. It is your birthright to change and stay healthy and be well. Because at the end of the day, no one is going to be able to fill your cup up first. Only you. If you do not revitalize, re-energize, refuel yourself first by making good changes that will bring you well-being and healthy lifestyles, you will not have the energy to take care of who loves you the most or who needs you the most. If you are a caregiver, which most of us are, we care for someone. They need our attention. They need our energy. But guess what? Giving, 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 and giving will deplete us. Remove those excuses. Remove the word but from the language and put and. I am going to go outside for a walk today, and I'm going to make time for it by doing all these things by this certain time. I'm going to go for a walk today, and I'm going to put it in my calendar and treat it like a doctor's appointment or an appointment with my boss. Treat it extremely, extremely important. It's very important. Our health and wellness is important for us to move through our life practice. Our numbers change when your lifestyle is not in the healthy realm. That includes your environment. That includes your habits. So really stop and take a look. Are you an excuseaholic? Are you giving yourself excuses of the why you can't do it? Oh, I can't go for a walk because my knees hurt. Well, there's something else that maybe you can do. If your knees hurt, you can go water walking in the swimming pool. Oh, well, I don't have a swimming pool. Oh, I don't have a membership to a pool. There are other things to do. There are so many different other exercises. If you have any questions, you can ask a personal fitness trainer or ask your doctor to guide you to someone that would know, a physical therapist. What could you do to move your body, to get the blood to move, to keep you healthy and well, keep you alert and clear and focused? If you have knee issues, how can you build strength in the knees if it's something that can be reversed? Just really think about it. We make excuses because we feel like it's holding us back to allowing us to feel safe. It's actually not. It's pushing us away from building courage. It's pushing away from moving out of fear. It's pushing us away from living a healthier and better life. Reminding you, excuseaholism is a disease. I used to be that person. And I still kind of am. Sometimes I'll catch myself. Sometimes I will. And I'll say, wait a minute. What do I tell my clients? What do I tell my yoga students? Step into the fear. Take a tiny dip with your toe. Try it out. If something that did not work out for you, try something else. There's so many different things you can do. Each one of us leads a different lifestyle. Each one of us has our own menu, our own program. There is no one size that fits all. No. What I'm offering you is not a fad. It's something that you will hold on with you in your life forever. The way you make changes is your lifestyle. The way you eat is your lifestyle. It's something you need to be able to sustain forever. It's not a temporary fix. So remove excuseaholism from your life. And that's all I have for you guys this week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And until next time, have a wonderful weekend. Take care. If you want to get in touch with me, send me a message. I'd love to do a 15-minute discovery call to see if I would be the right fit for you for health and wellness coaching. Most of my clients so far have been really happy losing weight, making lifestyle changes, even changing their blood pressure and diabetes numbers going down by making lifestyle changes, not restrictive changes, lifestyle changes. Connect with me. I would love to have you in a yoga class. I would love to coach you. Let me know. Until next time, take care and have a wonderful weekend. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.